Unlike his namesake, however, he was a nasty, arrogant, dictatorial clod who adored old-style church music but hated modern music like those newfangled symphonies Haydn had been writing for the English. Despite this, Haydn fulfilled an important emotional role for the prince. You see, by having Haydn in his employ, a composer coveted by every royal family in Europe, Nicholas II's status and machismo were well served. So even though Nicholas didn't like Haydn's music, it served his vanity to have him nearby. Having said all of this, Haydn's lot vis-a-vis his new prince wasn't so bad. His duties were minimal, consisting essentially of composing, on occasion, new masses for the prince. Between 1796 and 1802, Haydn composed six such masses, each of them superb, a masterwork in its own right. Among the most famous of these masses is the Missa in Tempore Belli, in C major, also known as the drum roll or the kettle drum mass. Haydn called this mass Missa in Tempore Belli, which means mass in the time of war, because at the time he wrote it in 1796, Napoleon, marching from Italy, was threatening Vienna itself. The use of trumpets and drums during the Agnus Dei, and thus the kettle drum designation, creates a martial atmosphere that stands in direct and striking contrast to the message of the text. We're going to listen to this right now. I would read you the text, and then I want you to contemplate whether the martial aspects, the military aspects of trumpets and drums are appropriate to these words. The words should be familiar. First, just the first line in Latin, Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. And essentially, the same line is repeated three times. In English, Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, give us peace. It's a beautiful, gentle, and closing portion of the Mass, and the juxtaposition of trumpets and drums creates a conflict and contrast that is very expressive and very telling. That's very dark music for a text of such beauty and gentleness, and that, of course, is its expressive core. This Paukan Mass, or kettle drum mass, was composed in 1796. The great Haydn scholar H.C. Robbins Landon asserts that these six late masses are in reality a continuation of Haydn's symphonic composition. Landon writes that, and I quote Landon, "In their fundamental construction, the late Haydn masses are symphonies for voices and orchestra," unquote. And I encourage you all to seek them out. The influence of Mozart is likewise apparent in these masses. Haydn's use of the voice, the nature of his vocal melodies, his composition for vocal ensembles, and his use of chorus and soloists all reflect a profound knowledge of Mozart's operas and religious music. These magnificent masses notwithstanding, Haydn, at an age when he should have been ready, willing, and able to rest on his incredible laurels, or anything else he chose to rest on, still had a burning creative ambition.